The sign-up period for the 2021 Dairy Margin Coverage Program is closing soon. This is USDA Undersecretary Bill Northey.
It's a good risk management tool. We encourage all producers to look seriously at it for 2021. Sign-up ends on December 11th. 2020 saw a big payout for producers that had dairy margin coverage, especially as dairy prices dropped significantly back in April, May, and June. And that was a very important time. So all producers that signed up in 2020 got helped by the program.
House lawmakers will nominate the next House Agriculture Committee chair on Thursday. A committee spokesperson confirmed leadership will decide who they're going to back for the position, according to the Hagstrom Report. The two candidates being considered are David Scott, a Democrat from Georgia, and Jim Costa, a Democrat from California. Scott is next in line, seniority-wise, and endorsed by the outgoing chairman, Colin Peterson. Peterson, a Democrat from Minnesota, recently lost his re-election bid. Once the 117th Congress is seated early next year, the full chamber will vote on leadership candidates. Representative Marcia Fudge was also considered for the leadership position, but is in the running for the next Secretary of Agriculture. Other reported Ag Secretary candidates include former North Dakota Senator Heidi Heitkamp and Obama-era Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. And finally, Christmas tree growers and sellers appear to be having a banner year. This is Gary Crawford from the USDA.
While some of us are cutting back on buying some products because of COVID-19, there is at least one commodity that is doing very well.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
Well, we already know that it's a record year for sales.
Tim O'Connor helps run the National Christmas Tree Association. He says Christmas tree lots and tree farmers have been reporting sales a lot higher than in recent years, and he says the pandemic may be at least part of the reason.
As people wanted to have a family Christmas at home, wanted something authentic and real, wanted an outdoor experience with their family to go get a tree.
Many tree lots and choose and cut farms have had what O'Connor calls a tremendous first weekend. Some opened a week early this year because of customer demand, and some have even reported
they might make it through one more weekend, and then many of them will have no more inventory left. They've had such a run.
But O'Connor says everybody will be able to get a tree, but as the holiday approaches, it might take a little extra hunting to find a special one. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.